الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in the world, this insan, this human being is constantly engaged in a war, in a conflict. This is that conflict and that war. Regardless of how much this human being may be endowed, either physically or materially, or whatever technology he may have at his disposal, it may be the great, great conquerors of the past, it may be the rulers of great superpowers and dynasties, this is that conflict and that war which no human being has any chance of succeeding in. The conflict and war which I am referring to is the war against time. Time is a mata'. Time is a great gift, is a precious possession. Time is that entity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has locked up, has restricted, has confined this entire makhluk and creation to. Allah's Zat, Allah's being is such, Allah Himself is above time. لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Past tense, present tense, future tense, 1 million years ago, now, 1 million years from now, for Allah is equal. Time is Allah's makhluk. Time is Allah's creation. Allah Himself is not affected by time. Allah is awwal, Allah is the first. Bila bidaya, Allah doesn't have a beginning. Allah is akhir, Allah is the last. Bila nihaya, Allah doesn't have an ending. Allah is from forever, Allah will be forever. Ashab al-Kahf, those youngsters, they took refuge in a cave. They went to sleep. They woke up. They began a discussion. How long did we sleep? وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. How long is it possible to sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, 16 hours. Eventually the pangs of hunger, thirst will overtake one, force one to wake up. The bones will start paining. So they started discussing, how long did we sleep? Someone said one day, someone said a portion of one day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا 9. They slept for 309 years. What was interesting is that that youngster that hypothetically went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later, his age is not 324, his age is still 15. Why? Outside the cave, the clock ticked. Inside the cave, Allah stopped time. Time is Allah's makhluk. Allah is above time, but the rest of Allah's creation. This tick, tick, tick of the clock. This is that entity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places in the Quran takes qasam and oath on those things that are linked and attached to time. Wal fajr, wal layalin ashr, was subhi idha tanaffas, wal layli idha yaghsha, wal nahari idha tajalla, wal layli idha yasr. By the oath of dawn, by the oath of daybreak, as it takes a breath, by the oath of the day as it lights up, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops, by the oath of the night as it passes day. Not only does Allah take oath on time, time itself Allah takes qasam on. Wal asr, by the oath of time, the portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, on them also Allah takes oath. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. By the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these various qasams and oaths Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking to make this insan become cognizant, become conscious, become aware that not only is gold and silver and your big investments and properties valuable, but your greatest possession, the greatest mata, the greatest gift, the greatest amanat and trust which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed you with is time. Time is that entity which unfortunately majority of insan is oblivious as to the value of time. This is that mata you cannot stop. يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ. How beautifully Quran depicts the inexorable movement, day following night, night following day. The seconds are becoming minutes, the minutes are becoming hours, the hours are becoming days, the days are becoming weeks, the weeks are becoming months, and the months are becoming years. And this entire humanity inexorably is moving towards that crunch point which Quran depicts. وَلَكُمْ مِيعَادُ يَوْمْ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. That there is a promised time, the time of your mort, the time you have to depart from this world. لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When that time comes, you will not be able to delay it even by 1 second. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, referring to the same inexorable movement of time, he says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. That, O foolish insan, who has not realized the value of time, why don't you observe the unstoppable, inexorable, constant motion of day and night? Every new thing is made old. That youngster today stands in front of that mirror. He's got his Ray-Bans on. He's got that gold necklace. He's got the latest fashion. Probably spends half his life in the gym, admiring himself, looking from this side, looking from that side. That young girl, she thinks there is no one more attractive than her. The bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes to the twinkling of stars. She stands in front of the mirror preening, admiring herself. Little do we realize it is just a few moons. How are you going to stop the motion of time? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is made old. That which Quran says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Those whom we took to old age, we bring a reverse. We bring a reverse in your creation. Realize this dunya is temporary. This life is temporary. You can find a bank vault to store your gold and diamonds. You can find a safety deposit box to hide your precious possessions. Take that excess wealth, put it under the mattress if you want. But which bank vault are you going to find to store time? This tick, 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 tick of the clock. يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. And every promise of Allah made a reality. How are you going to stop the motion of time? This ah, this breath. Every breath of air. I'm digressing. But understand Allah's nizam-e-qudrat in just the breathing system of this insan, in his respiratory system. Inside are the lungs. Each lung has 150 million air sacs. 50 billion tubes are transporting 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs. So that they get a bath in oxygen. This human being breathes in and out subconsciously 20,000 times a day. He takes in 8,000 liters of oxygen. Where did this intelligence come from? That in order to purify your blood, you need to bath it in oxygen. You need to bathe it in oxygen. Look at the system on the outside. In the atmosphere, 21% is the level of oxygen. If it had to rise up 2% to 23%, it is said the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. If it had to go up another 2% to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between will burn to ashes. What is insan, human beings' contribution to this? He breathes in oxygen which is pure. His contribution is carbon dioxide which is poison. Allah has put the leaves of the trees into the service of this insan to produce the oxygen to keep that constant level. This is just one of the countless measures, counterbalances which Allah has put into place for the subsistence of this human being. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah says if you have to enumerate, if you have to contemplate, if you have to ponder, if you have to reflect on just one of Allah's ni'mats, this ah, this breath, this sigh, this one breath of air that goes into you, if you have to ponder over that, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you will never be able to do justice. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Immediately after that, what does Allah say that this human being, لَظَلُومٌ, is very oppressive, kafar. Allah doesn't say kafir or kafur. Allah says kafar, very, very ungrateful for Allah's ni'mats. كَفَرَ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. He has rejected, he has belied the ni'mats of Allah. Time is a mata, time is an amanat. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we have become that blind jamaat that is saying Ameen behind the forces of batil. What have they instructed us? What is their pattern that celebrate the passage of time? When a birthday comes, it is a cause for celebration. When a new year comes, it is a cause for celebration. It doesn't make any sense. What are you celebrating? Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Yabna Adam, innama anta ayyam, in dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. He used to say, Oh Ibn Adam, oh insan, you are a collection of days. Every one of you has come on borrowed time. You are a collection of days. In dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. If one day of your life is lost, a portion of you is lost forever. No science, no technology, no wealth, no money, no possession of this world is going to buy that day back for you. The time that you wasted, Jannat, Allah will give you whatever you desire. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Allah says every form of hatred, envy, malice, jealousy will be removed from the heart of the Jannati. The Jannati will have no hasrat, no regret, no inner pain, no turmoil, no sorrow, no grief. But there will be still be one hasrat. There will still be one grief that even the Jannati will have. What is that? لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, even the Jannati will regret the time in the life of this world that was wasted. Even the this hasrat will follow you to Jannat. The time that was wasted. خَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تُعَدْ. Like the poet says, your life is a collection of breaths. That ah, that sigh. Once it is gone, it is a loss, it is not a gain. Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha. Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha. وكل يوم مضى يدني من الأجل، فاعمل لنفسك قبل الموت مجتهدا، فإنما الربح والخسران في الأمل، نجدد سرورا بالهلال إذا بدا، وما هي إلا السيف للحتف ينتضي. He says, oh foolish insan, new year has come, birthday has come, you are celebrating. You are celebrating a loss. 1 year has passed, that sword of your life has slashed away 1 year from your existence. That 4 foot by 2 foot black hole in the ground has not forgotten you, you have forgotten it. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every day that qabr is calling out, Ana baytu dud, Ana baytu dhulma, Ana baytu wahda, Ana baytu wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, visit the qabristan, visit the graveyard. Get a wake-up call. Don't look at the rising sun. That sun reaches its zenith. Eventually, it is swallowed up by the darkness. Look at the setting sun. Don't go to the places of merriment. December is not a time for holidaying and partying. It's not a time for the disobedience of Allah. Don't go to the places of merriment and laughter and music, the clubs and the discos. Go to the homes of the widows who are crying over the loss of their husbands. Go to the homes of those elderly parents, fathers, who had such hopes and aspirations for their young sons. Today the same elderly fathers are lifting up the janazah of those sons. Go to the qabristan. Look at those graves. Look at the insects. Look at the sand. Where are the great, great tyrants of the past? Where are the mighty emperors and dynasties of the past? Have not their bodies become the fodder of the insects of the grave? Those cheeks, those young cheeks, those young girls stood in front of the mirrors, admired themselves. The best cosmetics were used. Have not those cheeks become the food of insects? Those eyes, are not insects walking in those eye lobes? What is the reality of the life of this world? The other day, I went somewhere. This person says, I went to my friend's birthday party. My friend is 60 years of age, 60 years of age, and he's still celebrating. One wonders how you're going to fit 60 candles on that cake. And then 60-year-old man's respiratory system will be such when he tries to blow it out, whether he gets blown out first or the candles get blown out, one wonders what will happen. إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْتَعُهَا. He says, you are celebrating. وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. Every passing day is taking you closer to your qabr. Youngsters, where is the time being spent? Some entertainment, some sports, looking at 22 people chasing behind a piece of pigskin. Hours and hours in front of that internet. Hours and hours in front of that shaitan box. Hours and hours in front of that frivolous novel. Bhai, what are you doing? I am whiling away the time. I am passing time as if time has no value. Muharram has come. A new year has come. But this ummah is not like the people of Batil. New year is not a cause of celebration for us. Many of us don't even realize new year. All we know is January, New Year's Eve, 31st December, party 1st of January. Our calendar is not the solar calendar. Our calendar is the lunar calendar. This is what Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose for his ummah. Our new year has come. But our new year does not come with celebration and partying. Our new year comes with a reminder, with a wake-up call, with an ibrat. That one more year has passed. That qabr has come that much closer. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw an elderly man. He said, Bhai, kam ata alayka min as-sineen. What is your age? This person says, Sittina sana. I am 60 years of age. What does Huzaifa radiallahu anhu say to him? He says, you have started a journey 60 years ago. Don't you think the time has come near when you're going to reach your destination? The journey of your life, where is it going to end up? With standing in Allah's court, has not that time come closer? Each year in Muharram, this ummah is reminded. First of Muharram, that personality, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the masjid, right hand side, Abu Bakr, left hand side, Umar radiallahu anhuma. He raises both their hands and he says, Hakadha nuhsharu yawm al qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. First of Muharram, that personality, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, buried. Kamil shahadat. Stabbed on the musalla at the time of Fajr, 6 days in and out of consciousness. Yet, at the time of Salah, the moment he gains consciousness, has the time of Salah come? And what he would say, La hadha fil Islam liman taraka Salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who does not make his Salah. Muharram comes, does our mind go back? Do we consider this ibrat, this reminder? What greater reminder can we ask for? Pinnacle of Qurbani and sacrifice. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qurbani taken directly from him, from his Mubarak family. He knew what was going to happen. One day he says to Umm Salma radiallahu anha, Ista'adhana Malakul Qatar, the angel of rain has sought permission for a private audience with me. Stand at the entrance of my hujra. Don't allow anyone to enter. She stands on guard. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alone with this angel. The little young Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ebullience of youth. He wants to go to his grandfather. Umm Salma is in the way. This youngster runs. One jump overhead into the room. Few minutes later, Umm Salma radiallahu anha can hear the Nabi of Allah sobbing and crying. She rushes into the home. Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? She sees him cuddling, embracing his grandson, sobbing, tears pouring down. He says, Umm Salma, this angel has informed me that my ummah will slay this grandson of mine. His murder will take place at the hands of my ummah, and the sand where his Mubarak blood will spill has already been shown to me. Yet he does not make dua to Allah. Allah could have changed taqdeer for him. Allah was prepared to turn the mountains into gold for him. When it came to his ummah, Allahumma innahum jiya'un fa'at'imhum, innahum uratun faksuhum. O Allah, my ummah are hungry, feed them. My ummah are without clothes, clothe them. O Allah, protect my ummah, for his ummah, this dua. For his own family, what was his dua? People are running behind this dunya, what? For what? To ensure the financial prosperity of their family. Yet what was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his own family? Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. O Allah, give my family only so much rizq that will keep their back straight. Do not give them this dunya. Why? Because he knew majority of this ummah will be in hardship. He knew the time will come when the little babies of this ummah will be slaughtered. At that time when his ummah will suffer. When the young fathers, little babies' bodies will be burned to ashes. When those bombs will rain down on this ummah. And the homes of this ummah will burn. And the rivers will flow with the blood of the ummah. At that time, those fathers, when they pick up those 3 and 4 year old babies, they will be able to take tasalli. Sayyidina Imam bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in Karbala, the rest of the family has already been slaughtered. He says, send for my son Abdullah bin Hussein, 2 year old baby. Holds him in his hand, as if Al-Wida is taking place.
Ibn Muwaqqid's arrow, when Kufi's arrow comes, pierces the chest of this little baby. Ali Rasul, direct descendant of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Mubarak blood flowing in the veins of this child, all our lives put together cannot equal the value of one drop of that blood. He collects the blood in his hand, raises it to the heavens and says, "Oh my Allah, if this is your decision that you have withheld your health from me, then I am happy with your decision. But tomorrow, I will be in the plaintiff in your court demanding the right of this child." Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make dua that this travesty should be diverted from his ummah. Why? So that the fathers and mothers of today, when those little babies of this ummah are slaughtered, they can take tasalli that the family of my Nabi also was not spared. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we have become an ummah of rituals. Muharram, few bayans. Rabiul Awwal, few bayans. Little bit taziyat. But where is the sabak? Where is the lesson? How many people make tawbah? Do we take the lesson of Karbala, of Muharram? Do we accept the wake-up call? This was not an ordinary family. Allah's Buraydah radiallahu anhu says, "Kana yakhtubuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving khutbah, Jummah khutbah, Masjid al-Nabawi. "Idh ja'a al-Hasan wal-Husayn yamshiyan wa ya'thuran alayhima qamisan ahram ahmaran." The two babies, Hassan and Hussein, radiallahu anhuma, came walking into the masjid. They were so small, walking, crawling, falling down, waking up. They had reddish clothing on. They were beautiful. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped his khutbah, got off the mimbar, nazala anil mimbar, wada'ahuma, rafa'ahuma, wada'ahuma bayna yadayhi. He picked them up. He brought them in front of him. Then he said, "Sadaqallah, innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna." He said, "My Allah has spoken the truth. Your wealth and your children will be a test for you." Nadartu ila hadaini sabiyain. He said, "I saw my two little babies. Falam asbir hatta qata'tu hadithi wa rafa'tuhuma." I could not control myself. I had to stop my khutbah and go and fetch them. Once he comes in public, هذا على آتقه وهذا على آتقه الآخر. One child on one shoulder, the other on the other shoulder. وهو يلثم هذا مرة وهذا مرة. Kissing this one, kissing that one. Amongst the Arabs, this was unheard of. Such public shows of affection for one's children, they couldn't. It was anathema to them. One sahabi says, "Ya Rasulullah, you love them? Do you love them?" "Allahumma inni yuhibbuhuma." He says, "By my Allah, I love them." And then what does he say? "Man ahabbani faqad ahabbahuma wa man abghadani faqad abghadahuma." The one who loves me will love them. The one who hates me will hate them. In one riwayat it comes, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Huraira narrates, "Man ahabbani falyuhibba hadain." He said, "The one who loves me, let him love my grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu." Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, one day in the masjid, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu enters. He turns to the majma. Jabir bin Abdullah says, "Man ahabba an yanzur ila sayyidi shababi ahli al-jannah falyanzur ila hadha sami'tuhu min rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He said, whoever wishes to see the imam of the youngsters of Jannah, look at this man. I have heard it directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such basharat and glad tidings. This was that family. Leave direct descendants 5 centuries later. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, an alim of the 5th century of Islam, he mentions an incident in his Kitabul Birri wa Sila, that there was one woman from Ali Rasul, 5th century of Islam. She was in Khurasan. Her husband passed away. She fell into difficult financial times. She made hijrah to Samarkand, left her little babies in the courtyard of the masjid hungry, went to the governor, said, "Help me, I am from Ali Rasul." The governor said, "Everyone who comes and asks for help says they from Ali Rasul, give me proof." She goes away desperate, makes inquiries. She is told there is one Persian Parsi who is very generous. She goes and knocks on his door. She says, "I am from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Help me. My babies are hungry in the courtyard of the masjid." This man sends his wife to fetch those children, accepts this family in his house. That night the governor sees a dream, beautiful palace in Jannat. At the entrance is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The governor is happy. "Ya Rasulullah, whose palace is this?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "This is the palace of an ummati of mine." He says, "I am your ummati." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Bring proof. Bring proof. My daughter came to you for help. You asked her for proof. Now you bring proof." He wakes up. He rushes to the home of this Persian. One side governor, other side subject, ruler, subject. He says, "Give me the family. Ask for anything else. This family I won't give you." Ye soda dekhne ke baad nahi hote hai. He says, they are from my ummat. I have right to them. You are a Parsi." He says, "No. When I opened my door to this family, at night I was a Parsi. By the next morning, myself and my entire family had accepted Islam. Allah opened our hearts to Islam. And that dream that you saw when you were turned away, my Aqa, my master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam welcomed me into that palace." Such a family, such a family. Glad tiding upon glad tiding. The night before the incident of Karbala, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu leaning on his staff, he dozes off. He sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Innaka taruhu ilayna." "Oh my son, you are coming to us." He wakes up smiling. His sister Zainab says, "What has happened?" He informs her. She starts crying. He says, "Ya ukhayya, oh my sister, la yudhibanna hilmuka shaitan." Do not let shaitan break your courage. اتق الله واصبري وتعزي بعزاء الله واعلمي ان اهل الارض يموتون وان اهل السماء لا يبقون وان كل شيء هالك الا وجه الله الذي خلق الخلق بقدرته ويميتهم بقهره وعزته ويعيدونهم فيعبدونه وحده وهو فرد وحده. Time has run out, but look at this message. He says, "Oh my sister, fear Allah, make sabr. Know and understand that everyone will drink from the cup of death. The residents of this earth, the residents of the heavens, everyone will die. Everything will be destroyed except one Allah. Allah will give more to everything. Allah will resurrect everything. And the day will come, my sister, when you and me and every one of us will have to stand in Allah's court. وَإِنَّ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَلِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا." Oh my sister, prepare for that day. What is the currency of that day? He says, come before Allah on the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew by the next day he will have drunk from the cup of shahadat. Yet the time of salah comes, Zuhr salah, 10th of Muharram, 61st year of Hijrah. He sends his right hand side flag bearer, Zuhair bin Qain, "Go to Shimar. Tell Shimar to halt the battle so that we can make our salah." Even in that condition, the salah was not made qada. Shimar says, "Tell him his salah is not accepted." Zuhair bin Qain says, "Mal'oon, the family that gave you salah, their salah is not accepted and your salah is accepted." He comes back. He says, "This is the message. They don't want to allow us to make salah." 20 had become shaheed already. 52 were left. What does he do? He divides his companions. 26 face the enemy and 26 make salah. One wonders the water had been cut off. Perhaps the wudu of that salah was made in their own blood. Or maybe they made taratayammum with the sand of Karbala. How the ground of Karbala must have been cooled with that sajda that was made. Someone with his hand cut off. Someone with his chest bleeding. Someone with his leg bleeding. Someone with his head bleeding. That sajda that was made. Qiyamah will come. This earth will never again see a sajda like that. By the asr of that day, every one of them had been made shaheed. My respected brothers, time has run out. But let us not be an ummah of rituals. That businessman who in December says, my shop was too busy, that is why my salah became qaza. That woman who's involved in her shopping, salah becoming qaza. That college student, I didn't want to take my shoes and socks out, so my salah became qaza. Take the lesson of Karbala. Take the lesson of the Qurbani and sacrifice by which this deen reached us. This was Ale Rasul, Ale Rasul. Leaders of the youth of Jannat. Yet the salah was not made qada. Don't be a ritualistic ummah, 10 days Muharram, 12 days Rabiul Awwal, and not one bare namazi makes tawbah. Muharram has come, a new year has come, the rest of humanity is making resolutions of new year. What is our resolution? 1434 years after Hijrah, where does our calendar start? With Hijrat. Homes of Makkah, businesses of Makkah, livelihood was left. Sahaba strove to Madina Munawara to accept the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May you weeni, may ansuruni, hatta uballigha risalat rabbi. Who will shelter me? Who will help me so that I can make tabligh of this deen? For this deen to reach us, for da'wat and tabligh. Every sacrifice was given. Our calendar started with Hijrat. Muharram is a time of sabak. Muharram is a time of tawbah. Muharram is a time to put the brakes on our chase for this dunya and to become conscious of our akhirat. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirat. Alhamdulillah.